This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You ain't gonna believe this.
I ain't gonna believe it.
Latest trend in pet care.
Okay.
I might have to think about this for my dog. It's pet psychiatry.
Oh my gosh.
I told you.
For serious?
Pet psychiatry. I'm not making it up. Animal psychiatrists charge anywhere from $150 to $200 an hour to analyze your pet's mental problems.
Isn't that kind of like what the dog whisperer does?
That guy actually does something. This person's just taking your money.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
They're laying your dog down on a couch and talking to him.
So if your dog doesn't enjoy chasing a frisbee, or if your cat has insomnia, maybe they need to just lie down on the couch and let the psychiatrist talk to him. I don't know specifically what they do, Tom. It's called pet psychiatry.
Right.
So I'm just assuming what they do.
I'm actually a unlicensed pet psychiatrist, and I will be happy to do this. I only charge $80 an hour. $70 then? $60?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
$60 an hour, and you can bring your animal to me, and I will do psychiatric stuff on them.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking about some of the animals that I had in my life. And, of course, I had the cat China, and she did suffer from anxiety.
Right.
Especially when we got kids, they said that your cat's suffering from anxiety because these kids are running around the house. And so she would do stuff like, you know, poop on the carpet and stuff and suffer from anxiety. And trying to feed a cat anxiety medicine, have you ever tried that? Open its mouth, and there's a hairball coming up. It ain't fun.
Wow. I was trying to think of something to say funny there, but you beat me to it.
What?
Just that whole story. I'm like, you know, we had a dog, and then we had kids, and our dog, unlike a cat, didn't suffer from anxiety. He protected the children. He treats them like other members of the family.
Yeah.
You know, like the way a pet should.
Yeah.
But you know,
you think about some of your, you know, pets that you have had that suffered from that stuff, they say anyway.
Well, the only thing I've heard a dog suffering anxiety from, at least that I'm aware of, is like fireworks and stuff or thunderstorms. And I understand
that. I don't think kids.
I have a friend whose dog is on Xanax.
Oh, see?
They prescribed by the vet, Xanax, because the dog has, I don't know, it's just, it won't even come around us when we're at their house, and but it has some issues.
Now that it takes the Xanax, is it better?
Actually, they both take the Xanax.
Oh.
But yes, it calms the dog down.
Yeah, I think I had a dog named Angel tried to commit suicide.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like five times, because it would run out in the road. She'd run out in the road, and she finally got hit by a car and knocked one of her eyes out.
Did she ever leave a note?
I don't think that's suicide. I think dogs just do
not
that.
Even funny.
Yeah.
I think the dog was trying to get away.
Probably so.
Wow.
But
she's like, if she could only have gone to a psychiatrist, she would have been like, I'm trying to get away from this family.
But the thing about your dog, how about your old dog, Nordberg?
Mm-hmm.
He'd eat his own poop and chase his tail.
He did not chase his tail.
He didn't do that? Okay. Well, even if he's doing the other thing, he needs to see somebody about that.
Dogs do that a lot. I don't know why.
Maybe that's why they want to see a psychiatrist. Like, you know, I eat my own poop, dog. What's wrong with me?
I think if you tell your psychiatrist you do that, they're going to probably put you in hospital.
That's true.
They ought to.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Do they have doggy breath mints for that?
They need them. But the bad thing is they eat them twice.
What?
The doggy breath mints.
Oh.
The first time and the second time.
Enough.
What?
Hey, just to let you know, it does not work the second time.
Just got that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.